928, request of David Keith Davis to address council regarding city-sponsored political terrorism.
So I'd appreciate it if you don't have your G4S security goons like come up and rush me so I can at least grab my camera and my stuff without me having these guys get in my face. And I do have PTSD, and so I don't need to get your retaliatory behavior from these guys getting in my face. So let's start my 3 minutes. You need to start my 3 minutes.
You're 30 seconds in. Continue, please.
No, I'm not, actually. Do you want me to just come to your house, 2028 Southwest Jackson, today so I can finish up my, get my rest of my testimony? Okay, Ted Wheeler, I'll just do that. I'll see you at your house tonight, okay? I'll bring some pots and pans and some loud recordings of flashbang grenades so you can relive the August 4th incident outside of your house in the comfort of your own living room, okay? Well, last week, there was a cop watcher, Eli Ritchie, who's here, and he was in jail at this point last week because of Chief Outlaw, because she can't handle a couple questions. So she gets a stalking order because she's just like a slimy, slimebag politician like you, Ted Wheeler, you know? A little coward with your little fake-ass beard. I mean, I liked you with your little baby face. It seems like that you've gotten more evil the more hair you grow, you know? Is that what's happening? Is your beard taking over your mind or something? I'm going to go to your house, though, tonight, okay, to finish up my testimony, since you want to cut me off. But you guys obviously are not in compliance with the DOJ settlement, and the COAB was used as a weapon against the mentally ill, which it's supposed to be there to actually help the mentally ill and get you guys in compliance with the DOJ, but, you know, It turned into a weapon of war against the mentally ill. And you know that, right? That's why you guys had to disband it. So you guys are never going to be in compliance with the DOJ settlement. And the DOJ is pathetic anyways. You know? Their level of compliance is not like actual civil rights or anything. So you guys can't even reach a minimum standard of compliance with civil rights.
Thank you.
And not warring on the mentally ill, right?
Thank you. Your time is up, Mr. Davis.
Yeah,
thank
you. I'll see you at your house tonight, okay, Ted Wheeler?
Don't forget your whatever that is.
Yeah. It's called a camera. I know you're a caveman.
Okay, thank you, sir. Carla, can I ask you a question?